At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. We're ripping it with Ryan all week long. Don't forget, we'll be at Jones Hyundai tomorrow. Talk more about that as the show rolls on. There's tons going on in the world of sports. You got the NBA playoffs resumed last night out west. Same thing in the Stanley Cup playoffs in the eastern side. We got the Eastern Conference of the NBA and the West in the Stanley Cup. The Orioles are kind of struggling. Here's an understatement for you. But anyway, a lot to get into for sure. Let's count some midweek money, however. A little buy or sell.
All right, money. S&P 500 down about 10 here. Dow Jones also down 332. NASDAQ's up 75.19. Under Armour also in the green, but only 8 cents. And DraftKings is up 28 cents. How about that? A lot of green today. All right, as far as our sports topics, a continuation of our previous segment. Seems like just yesterday, the Ravens were locked into a never-ending negotiation cycle with Lamar Jackson. At times, it got ugly. Seemed like the two sides could be heading towards a split. And a deal, though, was reached. He's since gone on to have two MVP-caliber seasons. But with his cap number, as Bob mentioned, it's going to take a very steep hike in 2026. Another extension is now necessary to smooth that out. He's still representing himself. He'll command the largest contract in the sport whenever he does sign, but Bob, buy or sell, DaCosta and Jackson will be able to avoid the drama that surrounded their previous negotiations and work things out behind the scenes.
Oh, I'm buying that 100%. I mean, if we remember the drama, which included a trade demand that Lamar made public as John Harbaugh was enjoying his Eggs Benedict, and that got acrimonious for sure, even had some members of the media turn on Lamar Jackson. Then right before the draft, he sent out the social media, I guess, Instaface that I'm sticking around. Then he went out and won MVP. Probably should have won it in 2024. Nolan, I'm buying that he and EDC, this will be a nice, smooth contract extension that will make him the highest paid player in the history of the National Football League.
Over to the Orioles. They've already buried themselves before the end of May. The second half of the season looking like it might be a slog to get through. Potential trade deadline sell-offs, that'll create some holes on the roster. And the return of some injured pitchers will be something to monitor. A recent piece for the Baltimore Banner by John Mioli brings up a pretty good point here. The Orioles can't completely put guys like Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells on ice. When they are healthy enough to pitch, they should, you know, play at least on a somewhat regular basis. But he's suggesting that the team might consider a six-man rotation at that point to help keep the workload a little bit lighter, help avoid re-injury. Are you buying or selling that that's a smart strategy down the road, Ryan?
I'm buying, especially if they're out of the race of it, which right now they would need to go on a little bit of a bender. You know, you saw last year Jacob DeGrom on the Rangers came back, right? And why was the reason he came back? And like, oh, the Rangers are out of it. He needs to get his work. And we just talked about last segment when players come back from injuries and they're trying to get back to being the form. This can kind of be their reset. Get everything you need sorted out, get your reps, get comfortable on the bump, and then go into an offseason being fully healthy and get ready for 2026.
Back to the NFL. Who has the most to prove in the upcoming NFL season? A lot of names in consideration, but I've got five ranked by NFL writer Cody Benjamin here. All of them are quarterbacks. From 5-1 in that order, it's Dak Prescott, J.J. McCarthy, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, and at number one, Trevor Lawrence. Now, Benjamin writes here that Lawrence already secured his big payday, so there's no pressure in that sense, but could be playing for his job in 2025. There's a new regime in charge there in Jacksonville. He'll have to prove himself to them. Now, he does get credit for playing hurt and banged up over the years, but if you look at his stats, nearly as many turnovers as touchdowns, just one playoff win. Throw in a highly touted rookie in Travis Hunter, and the excuses, they start to fade a little bit. Are you buying or selling, Bob, that Lawrence is facing the most pressure of any quarterback this season?
Oh, man. I'll soft buy. Dak Prescott's going to be under the microscope now that they got Pickens to pair up with CeeDee Lamb. Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis is a lot of media expert types are viewing him as a bust, and he was a high-risk pick anyway coming out of Florida because he didn't really play a lot. I thought Bryce Young was kind of cooking second half of last year. But, yeah, I'll soft buy it. I mean, Liam Cohen's coming in, and he's going to, put some juice into that offense. But unlike all of those other players, Nolan, that you mentioned, Trevor Lawrence going back to his freshman year at Clemson or even coming out of high school, he was that guy. Mm-hmm. He was Andrew Luck. He was John Elway. He was going to be the transcendent next level guy, and he's not been that. He was that in Clemson. What, they go to the playoffs all 3 years? He was the quarterback, but he's been to the postseason once here with Jacksonville. So yeah, I'll soft buy that the pressure's on him because then Jacksonville's going to have to reevaluate. Same with Indy, by the way, or maybe even Carolina, what they're going to do long term at that QB position. But Trevor Lawrence, I mean, he's still a young guy, but
yeah.
I mean, his hair's great, and that's all very touching. But, he has not lived up to this next great thing status that he was built up to be.
And our final topic of the day also involves the Ravens. Earlier this week, when Derrick Henry signed his new contract extension, spoke with the media, was asked about the opportunity to make even more history in this upcoming season, mainly the chance to crack the top 10 on the all-time rushing list. He currently sits 19th, but could really do a lot of movement up the list. With a little over 11,400 career yards, he needs roughly 1,300 just to crack the top 10. Roughly 3,500 more in his career would move him past Adrian Peterson and make him top 5. Buy or sell, Ryan, Henry will be top 5 whenever he calls it a career.
Ooh, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it because of I'm going to trust the athlete and how he continues to take care of himself. You know, it wasn't the thing he talked about cutting out the fried foods, which, hey, you know what? He is committed on and off the field to being the best version that Derrick Henry can be. And if you're going to be with the Baltimore Ravens the next couple years, and I saw a recent comment, too, about he said he felt it was less wear and tear playing for the Ravens because of having Lamar Jackson and the threat to run in the backfield with him. Yeah, I think by the end of it, at the end of the day, I think Derrick Henry's going to get there. And above all, why? To me, he is one of the best running backs I've seen. So I'm buying he's going to get to that.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.